You're listening to SBS News.
The pandemic leave disaster payments have been a lifeline for many through COVID lockdowns and isolation periods. Due to end on September 30th, the Prime Minister announced that lifeline would be extended.
The payment will remain available for as long as mandatory isolation periods are applied by all states and territories. While the government requires mandated isolation, the government has a responsibility to provide support during that period.
The 50-50 costs between the Commonwealth and states and territories will remain in place. Anthony Albanese says an additional limit will be put in place on the payments to stop people taking advantage of the system.
Three payments over a period of 6 months would be the maximum, unless there has to be quite extraordinary circumstances of why that's the case.
The disaster payments were first put in place in August 2020 to provide for people forced to isolate with no sick leave entitlements. They were initially capped at $1,500 a fortnight for the 14 days mandatory isolation. That dropped to $750 for 7 days of leave for those on full-time salaries and $450 a week for those on part-time salaries. It now sits at a maximum of $540 for 5 days of isolation. Former Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says Australia is changing the way it treats the virus.
Well, there's going to have to be a balance between the risk that COVID-19 poses to individuals and the effect that we have on the broader society for mandatory isolation, the workforce, the economy, that sort of thing. And the reality at the moment is that things have changed sufficiently with the COVID-19 threat that we can start treating COVID-19 more like other respiratory viruses.
The Prime Minister says mandatory isolation periods, which recently dropped from 7 days to five, is something that could be discussed further at the next National Cabinet meeting.
We'll have a discussion about future arrangements on the 30th of September, when the National Cabinet will meet in person. Of course, there are different arrangements in place in countries, but what we are seeing is gradually a move towards COVID being treated like other health issues.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has long been a supporter of taking personal responsibility over arbitrary health orders. He told reporters in Sydney there needs to be consistency between COVID and other respiratory illnesses like the flu.
My view is we need to move to a system, moving away from public health orders. We can't have government, state government, public health orders in place in perpetuity. What we need to do is move to a system where if you're sick, you stay at home. If you're not sick, you go to work and you go to school and you go about your life.
Since they were introduced, the pandemic disaster leave payments have cost taxpayers more than $2.2 billion. But others are also concerned over the long-term health effects of COVID and its cost on the economy and the health system. Independent MP Dr. Monique Ryan says the government needs to rethink long COVID.
We have an increasing group of people in the community with long COVID. We don't have a plan for them. We don't really have a vision for how the government's going to deal with COVID over the next 6 to 12 months. I think we could do with a resetting of our dialogue about this condition and a discussion about how the healthcare industries but also the economy are going to be affected by it.
She says Australia will also need to brace for incoming infection from overseas as the Northern Hemisphere faces its own winter wave and is calling for a summit into the ongoing handling of the pandemic.
We know it hasn't gone away. We know that there's a very high risk of more variants emerging in the northern winter. And so rather than denying it, what the state and federal governments need to be doing is showing leadership on this, talking to each other and coming up with a plan that will allay our anxieties about how COVID is going to affect us in the next 6 to 12 months.
The government has launched a parliamentary committee into long COVID, which will likely report back early next year. Krishani Danji, SBS News.